Drama!
Could you imagine life in the forest? What skills would you be good at? Whether it be hunting, building, navigating, signaling, etc. Hi guys, it's Neve.
And Alina here.
Today we are here to discuss the book Woods Runner by Gary Paulson.
So Neve, what happened in chapter 1?
In chapter 1, Samuel wonders what it's like in the East for what his mom and dad call civilization. He doesn't really understand what life is like there, and all he's known is the woods. He's lived there almost his entire life, and he knows everybody in the little village that him and his family live in. Like I said, all Samuel is known is the woods, and he's lived there his entire life. He knows the forest better than anyone in the village. It's kind of like he's a part of the forest. His senses have adapted so well, and he can tell when an animal is close. He senses things that no one else can. Like, for example, when he was in the forest, he was hunting a deer, and he could tell that the deer was coming close to him, that he would need to be ready. He got sidetracked, and he ended up missing the deer, but he didn't really focus on that. He focused on what life was like. Again, like I say, what his mom and dad call civilization.
Wow, that's an interesting way to live. What happened in chapter 2?
So basically in chapter 2, Samuel returned home from his hunt and noticed that a family friend, Isaac, an old man of the forest, was discussing matters with his mom and dad. Isaac had visited the night before, and he explained about the war in Lexington that was going on in the East. And he also explained that if farmers fought against the British Army, it could change the way Samuel and his family and everyone in the village live. And as a side note, Samuel and his family live in the Calm Frontier.
Chapter 3 is the point where Samuel is out hunting a bear for his family, and when he finally spots the bear and has it in focus, he sees smoke over at the settlement. He's worried that a war had happened.
He gets worried about basically what Isaac had told his parents the night before, where he was talking about there was a war going on in Lexington and how it could come towards their way and cause mass destruction, I guess you could call it. And he notices that there's smoke over by where him and his family live in the village, and he gets sidetracked from the bear, and before he's about to pull the trigger.
So, Alina, what happened in chapter 4?
In chapter 4, he finally goes into the settlement when he knows it's safe. And as he goes in, he notices that there's bodies surrounding all over the ground. He notices that his parents are missing. He definitely knew that they were attacked.
And Samuel could tell that his parents were missing because he used his skills that he had learned and used in the forest, and he used those skills to look at all the evidence surrounding him, like the footprints, for example, like the marks of the soldiers' boots and the marks of his parents' shoes being dragged, and so he could tell that they were dragged. And basically what happened, he just buried the bodies because he wanted them to lay at peace, and he waited till morning to go and find his parents, and basically he built himself a fire to keep him warm during the night. It wasn't the best fire, but it worked.
It was there.
Yeah.
It was in chapter 5 when Samuel started to look for his parents. He was using the skills that he had learned growing up to determine how far his parents were taking along with the survivors of the attack.
Basically, that's what happened, and he used his hunting skills, like you said, and to determine what had happened the night before and everything. He knew, like, the sequence of events, I guess you could say, and, like, how far away they could have been, how far they could have traveled from where the campsite was, and he determined kind of how long it would take him and how long it would take him to catch up to them.
And his skills helped a lot with, like, determining and, like, trying to find his parents, because he already knows, like, how what's happening. Like, he Yeah.
So this book was basically about a boy, Samuel, who was raised in the forest and was out one day hunting and came back to some information from a family friend, Isaac, talking about the war in Lexington, which is close to him.
Basically, that Isaac told his parents that if farmers fought against the British army, it could change the way that Samuel and his family and everyone basically in the village lived.
And then it follows with him hunting again and seeing smoke over the settlement and being really worried about what had happened. And then he realizes that it actually did happen and it came near him.
So I hope you enjoyed this podcast just as we did.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Okay, bye.
Bye.